producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Getting a lot of feedback via Facebook and email. Folks, the lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. Just so I'm not called a liar, here's Bernie Sanders at this little gathering where Bernie hugs a Muslim girl who is just sick and tired, and she wants equality for everybody. Man, the same talking points as the homosexuals. They want equality. Well, when you're referencing equality, I got a question for you. What do you reference as the point of morality? What is the standard? Who is the lawgiver? See, when they talk about equality, friends, they never make reference to law because they don't want law involved in the equality they want you to believe in as they define it. When you talk of equality, equal to what? What is the standard that you judge? What is equal and what is unequal or just or unjust? You always have to go back to God, the lawgiver. See, that's why atheists get messed up, friends, because when you ask them, how do you know what's right or wrong, they always have to go back to the Creator. See, because God gave us a conscience, and conscience means with knowledge, they have a conscience to tell them that which is right and that which is wrong. So when this Muslim student's talking about equality for everybody, what exactly is she talking about? Equality according to the standard of what? Allah. Sharia law, not American. This is the United States of America. This is not the Middle East, and we are not ruled by Allah in this country. But of course, they don't want you to think that one through. They just want you to feel sorry for them, not realizing they're the perpetuators of the crime. I was just crying more than one. Government by intimidation. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But last hour, I was highlighting President Grover Cleveland on Islamic terrorism. It's what he said in 1895 and in 1896. It sounds like something that's going on today. Of course it is, because history is repeating itself. Going back to Bernie Sanders, I want you to hear what he had to say. Go ahead and play that piece, Sam.
There is a lot of anger being generated, hatred being generated against Muslims in this country. That's absolutely correct. There is hatred being generated against immigrants in this country. And if we stand for anything, we have got to stand together and end all forms of racism. I will lead that effort as President of the United States.
Okay, now here's Bernie Sanders. Right before that, he said, I'm a Jew, and I don't believe that the Muslim girl realized that until after he said that, because she kind of takes a step back, realizing, wait a second, we're called to slaughter you people. Folks, and I also want to let people know, the older generation doesn't understand what they're dealing with in the newer generation. There's just no clue. How many tea parties I've done giving people information where they're aghast at what's going on, and I almost start laughing just like saying to them, and I have said, I've stopped the meetings and looked at them people that have reacted in such a fashion, and I've said to them, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? Are you really that blind to what's going on in your country? And I'm not backhanding them. To backhand them, I'm doing my best to shake them awake, to realize that this is a real world and your enemy is not playing games. And that's what the American people think. They think that this will just all go away, when in fact it will not all go away. But I just had to play that, folks. Whenever I bring up a point where I'm going to be questioned by it, I always got to make sure people understand that on this show I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the facts. And out of his own mouth, he said it. And out of his own actions, he exhibited it. And this is what's happening in your country. This is what's happening in your colleges. Folks, I do a constitutional course. I do a going back some time. I wasn't around back in the 60s in the sense of 1962. I always bring kids back to understand what started to happen in our country, that it was our people that began to play the Judas against we, the people, by committing oligarchies, by removing God's moral law, and then they wonder why they have a lawless generation. Well, folks, that's all you have to do is look to your representatives, those that you have voted into office, because they are the ones that are selling your country out. Not a foreign enemy, though they work for foreigners. You do need to keep in mind that they are the ones playing the Judas on you. And in saying that, I talk about the Constitution and Christian heritage in which we have, and we still have it. Because, friends, as I've said so many times, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. We do. And that's all we have to do is take responsibility before God to deal with the issue, starting with ourselves. We can't change anything until we're first changed by the Holy Ghost. Because only Christ can change human nature. Man cannot do that. No matter how much he wants to counsel or reform him. And counseling, my friends, is nothing but another created bureaucracy, a money maker in so many different aspects. Now, I was saying that all for a reason, and I'm sure I'll come back to it, but the bottom line is that I need to move on here. I want to go over to government by intimidation, identifying the real terrorists. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Folks, you know what's interesting is I can just hear answer backs. I can hear people saying back to me. If they're driving down the road or whatever the case might be, I'm just in conscience and by the Holy Ghost just hearing people respond to things that I say. Like, boy, that's really extreme when you're calling them out for who they are. Do you think it's pretty extreme, friends, that your government has sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 55 to 60 million? That's pretty extreme, isn't it? But while you've been playing games, they've been allotting the murder of the innocent in the womb. Which one's extreme? Redefining marriage, attempting to redefine that which God has defined? Which one's extreme? I mean, folks, we see in Massachusetts now they've so encouraged these people, now they have transvestites preaching from the pulpits. You should read scripture on that, friends, because that is the last stage to judgment. It's extreme when your government lies to you. But for some reason, some people out there think it's extreme to call them out for their crimes. Well, let me tell you that. If that has gone through you, that it's extreme what I'm telling you, in the sense of me warning you about what they're doing, I want you to understand that you are being conditioned to hate those that are telling you the truth. Let me say it again. You're being conditioned to hate those that tell you the truth. And I want you to remember this one thing. When Christ is on the way up, now keep in mind the whole transition to the crucifixion of Christ was illegal in every sense of the word. Even Pontius Pilate knew that they delivered him up for envy. They were jealous of him. They didn't want to lose their place or their nation. Read John 11 as well. And why is that? Because keep in mind, 3 days before they crucified him, he was on the back of an ass going up and down the streets as they were winnowing him and fanning him with branches from palm trees, wanting him to be the king. Right? But when Pontius Pilate delivered him up, isn't it interesting? He had all them women crying for him, and Jesus said to him, "Don't cry for me, cry for you and your children."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I know why some people, they hesitate to call in because they're thinking to themselves, man, Bradley's on a roll, let's keep it going here. I agree, I'm patting myself on my left shoulder right now saying, that a boy, Brad, that a boy. I'm not that stupid. I'm just having a little fun. What do you mean, Bradley, you're not that stupid? John Bunyan just got done preaching one time. He's the author of Pilgrim's Progress, second to the Bible worldwide. He's the author of that book. And someone came out and just started to praise him for his work. And John Bunyan looked at him and he said, yeah, Satan already told me that. So spiritual people need to beware that they stand lest they fall. Never touch God's gold. Talking about how the state-run narrative is actually teaching you to hate those that tell the truth. If you are listening to this message today and say, man, that's pretty extreme, Bradley. Yeah, it is. And then when we put it into perspective as to who the extremists and the extremists are, kind of shed some light onto the reality of the situation, does it not? See, folks, these are the people that want to revise the meaning of everything and anything, so it looks just like them. So you need to understand that history is written by men who hung heroes. If you let them hang them. And you got to be careful that you're not on the wrong side of the fence. Going along with the priest of the day saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Talking about it right before the break, friends. Do you realize that Jesus, when he was going up to Golgotha, Calvary, to be crucified for his innocence, his holiness and his purity, for pointing out the sins of wicked men, for uncovering them? Do you realize that he looked at the women that were crying for him and said, hey, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children? Because if they'll do this in a green tree when you still have time to right the wrongs and you do it not, just imagine what they're going to do in a dry tree, friends. Once you're disarmed and you have no means to defend yourself whatsoever, and God removes his spirit completely. As a matter of fact, it was Jesus that said in Matthew 23, verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones to death those who have been sent under her. Why? To warn them. He said, how often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were unwilling. You went along and you ignored what needed your attention. The wrongs that needed to be righted, and you did it not when you had the time. And because you didn't do it, Matthew 23, verse 38 tells us, look unto your house is left unto you desolate. Concerning your country, friends, that's the direction that your enemy means to take this. So if you want to talk about extremism, or the extremities that men will go concerning those few that are distorting your reality in America today through the state-controlled narrative, along with the help of the CIA, do keep in mind, in the six corporations that own the news resources globally, just keep in mind there's only a few of them doing it. And on Judgment Day, you're going to look at Satan, the great deceiver, and you're going to look at God, and Satan's going to be standing right next to you. And you're going to look at him and you're going to say, it was him that deceived the nations. And the Lord's going to look at you and he's going to say, yep. As your head falls to the ground in shame, not realizing you had all the power in the world to do something about the problems, you did nothing. So, friends, let me ask you something. Going back to the word extremism, who's extreme here? You know, I think we fail to find the word faithful servants that warns. Because if we were all in this together the way that the body of Christ is supposed to be, the apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and pastor, the end aim is all the same. And what is it? 78% of America came together and did their job as unto God. I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be here, beat all over in a week, if they were really who they claim to be. But as long as they say they're Christians, America, they must be, right? Don't judge them by their fruit, just pay attention to what they say. No, that's not what Jesus said. He said, you judge them by their fruit. Because he exposed them for what they say and they do not. Read Matthew 23. Read where the Lord tells us to beware of the leaven of Herod and the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious people of the day. Come on, folks. Let's do this. We can do this. Government by intimidation, identifying the real terrorist. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Is that what's happening today? Just a couple days ago, another self-incriminating video has surfaced exposing Planned Parenthood's crimes against humanity, 1 John 3:12. And one only has to ask themselves, why is the Department of Injustice, and I purpose that, appointing to hunt down those that are filming the crimes of Planned Parenthood rather than arresting those who are committing the murder of the innocent in the womb? Because when you watch the videos, there's no coercion. No one put words into their mouth. They're self-incriminating. They're saying it. They're eating salads and they're drinking wine as they're talking about selling off and raffling off body parts of human babies in America. And the truth is coming out of the abundance of their wicked hearts, Matthew 12:34. And furthermore, Planned Parenthood has made their murderous position very clear through their founder, Margaret Sanger. In America, you've known this since the 30s, by the way. This witch is now in hell where she belongs, but she has her little minions on earth still doing her biddings. Sanger suggested the most merciful thing that a large family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it, said Margaret Sanger. This is Planned Parenthood. Keep in mind what I said. This is government by intimidation. I asked the question, who are the real terrorists? Let's identify them, exclamation point. The Department of Justice is hunting down those that are exposing Planned Parenthood's crimes against the innocent in the womb. The most merciful thing that a large family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it, said the founder of Planned Parenthood. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, Sanger said that they are human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. And on the extermination of blacks, she said, we don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Founder of Planned Parenthood. She then went on to say the minister's work is also important and should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goals we hope to reach. Goals. Reach. The minister's work. What does she mean? The minister. Could the minister be Barry Satoro? Is he the new minister for Planned Parenthood? Of course he is. Because he's wicked. He's despicable. But keep in mind, this is the man that voted 242 times to make sure that innocent babies are snuffed out in the womb. And in case a baby might survive its killer, he went further to also vote two times to make sure that there would be a second killer in the slaughterhouses so that the baby would have no chance of survival. By the way, Hillary Clinton has also heaped praises on Margaret Sanger, the one that said the most merciful thing that a large family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. Hillary Clinton, who's also a Saul Alinsky disciple, trying to get back her administration from Barack Hussein Obama, she heaped praises on Margaret Sanger as she said that she enormously admires her courage, her tenacity, and her vision. Vision? The eradication of the innocent in and out of the womb since 1973, 55 to 60 million innocent lives snuffed out, which is the equivalent of 18 states. Well, the American people are at a football game. Well, the American people are at a baseball game or at a hockey game. Being entertained while the innocent in the womb are being snuffed out because the government sanctioned it. Oh, mind you, friends, this isn't a foreign enemy that's killing off our babies. It's your government. And I want to put this into perspective because it's not just the government alone. It's those that are complicit with the crimes of the government. And by the way, this isn't government. This is tyranny. And also those that are actually paying the money to Planned Parenthood to kill the fruit of their womb in the first place. So who are we to blame? Ourselves. That's how repentance begins. And by the way, this is the proceeding of a revival, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, because what this works is repentance. God said, thou shalt not kill. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for the emails. Appreciate them. Thank you for the Facebook feeds. Appreciate them, friends. A whole lot of people listening to you right now. I know I'm on a roll, but you know what? If you want to throw in some of your information, your thoughts, I'd love to hear them. 1-866-582-9933. Interestingly enough, I was just talking about Hillary Clinton and how she had heaped praises on Margaret Sanger, who had said that the most merciful thing that a family, a large family, can do is to actually kill one of its own infant members. She said, can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. Okay? And we're talking about government by intimidation. And the reason we're bringing government by intimidation is because we want to identify who terrorists are. Because when we look at the word terrorism, it was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. And we see that the Department of Injustice is hunting down those who are filming the crimes of Planned Parenthood rather than the arrest of those that are committing the crimes concerning the act of murder. And who are the victims? The innocent in the womb. But the DOJ is going after those that are doing the filming. And yet these videos, when you're watching them, friends, they're not coerced. They're not coerced in any sense of the word. Nobody's putting words into their mouth. The videos are very self-incriminating. So the DOJ steps up to the plate and says, "We need to go ahead and prosecute those that are exposing us for killing babies." Hey, we've already got one over on the American people. I mean, they've already let us kill 55 to 60 million babies because we sanctioned it. Say they. And they're letting us get away with it. I mean, that's equivalent to 18 states, but they're letting us get away with it. Let me say this, friends. God is not. God is not. Hey, by the way, even Supreme Court Injustice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was overseas, she was actually in Egypt, I'm sorry, forgive me, in Egypt, and she was actually ashamed. She told the Egyptians not to model their constitution after the American Constitution. Well, in saying that, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was complicit in the murder of the innocent. She said, frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. That's self-incriminating. Folks, if you were to say something like that in a court of law, folks, do you realize how fast the law would come down on you? What, because she's a judge? She's above the law? No, that's called a whited wall, Paul called them. You judge according to the law, but they're to judge according to the law, but you judge contradictory to the law? You whited walls? That's what Paul said when he got smacked on the face for telling the truth. And that's exactly what's happening in your country. Government by intimidation. And folks, though Planned Parenthood stands guilty as charged, Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill, and Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, these criminals want the innocent indicted and imprisoned. Listen to what I said. Those that are exposing Planned Parenthood, it's now coming to where the Department of Injustice wants to actually criminalize the innocent and indict and imprison them. Just think about that. You heard me right, imprisoned. And keep in mind that the Obama DOJ, whom Planned Parenthood wants to go after, the Center for Medical Progress, is the same department that recently teamed up with the likes of Southern Poverty Law Center, who has zero credibility. The SPLC is the same organization who helped defund Ku Klux Klan back in the 1960s concerning their crimes against the blacks. Who's the head of the DOJ, friends? Who's the self-proclaimed president of the United States of America? Are they black people? Yep, they are. Because these are the ministers of the work to eradicate the blacks and the Hispanic. I didn't say it. Margaret Sanger said it. Now it's to the point where they're selling baby parts, and the American people have seen this in the day of light, and they're still allowing this administration to go on, not only to just throw it off and ignore it, but now to indict and imprison those that are exposing them for their crimes. Folks, does a nation like that not deserve judgment? Keep in mind that this is also the DOJ, along with the SPLC, that wants to help identify domestic terrorists. Who are the domestic terrorists? They're already telling you. Anybody that has the audacity or the internal fortitude to stand up against our crimes. You think I'm crazy? Case in point, Troy Newman from Operation Rescue has been served with a lawsuit for standing in the gap to protect the innocent, Psalm 139, verse 14, from the guilty. The abortionists want to throw me in prison for the next 20 years because I exposed Planned Parenthood, he recently said. Now, while the American people have been led to believe that we've been dealing with the attacks of a foreign enemy without Deuteronomy 32:25, it would do us well to awaken to the realization that the dictator wannabe in the White House, who is in the people's White House, is responsible for attacking the homeland as well as its people. Read Matthew 7:16. Folks, one more point. What the corrupt in the American mob, you know them as the government, which it's not the government. Had you known the Constitution, you would know what's mob and what's not government. You could make the distinction. Like the church is to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. They failed that lesson a long time ago. They failed that test a long time ago. What the mob in America have done to this country is beyond the wildest dreams of any foreign enemy. I want you to think about this. It's not a foreign enemy trying to take away your right to bear arms. It's not a foreign enemy creating bureaucracies to oppress the people. It's not a foreign enemy that is snuffing out 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in this country. It's not a foreign enemy. It's not a foreign enemy. It's your representatives. And if you let them do it, you're allowing them to represent what you tolerate. Folks, I'm going to take Pastor Brent from Los Angeles real quick before I get to my next point. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Yeah. My this basically, you, Brad.
Yes, sir.
I think, you know, there's a demon. All these politicians in high society, they all have contracts with demons, okay, in the Dark Kingdom and stuff. Belial is the demon that likes the blood sacrifices and likes to cause accidents. Mammon's the treasurer demon. You know, and basically, these people are contracted by demons and doing witchcraft, you know, because your status as a witch goes up the more you have a body count, you know, the more people you kill to get blood to the Dark Kingdom. So they have to. Mm-hmm. Margaret Sanger, all these people are affiliates of witchcraft. SPLC defending the Ku Klux Klan or invasion of nations, I mean, the same thing. Barack Obama bombing those Doctors Without Borders and all that. Yeah, it's all part of witchcraft because of the blood. But we're going to pay for it. And I was, it's a funny thing, I was just listening to your show doing my homework, and I was praying my imprecatory prayers against the same subjects. This is confirmation of the Holy Spirit. I was out there praying, God, you know what? You know, we deserve what we get for our corruption. And, you know, I said, Lord, you know, I don't want to die. I'm willing to, but it's better that our country is wiped out by nuclear fire than it is, you know, to us to keep murdering innocent people worldwide and hurt people and doing what we do. Lord, please protect the world from this country and our affiliates. And, you know, and please protect them because we're murderers. It's better that we're destroyed. So I don't like the America that we've become. This isn't America of our forefathers. And it's better, you know, just for the sake of everybody, please protect the world from us because we've become a monster, you know.
And then this, you know, I want to interject something. Just take this in stride because there's a lot that you're saying right now. Are you aware of Moloch and are you aware of Bohemian Grove?
All those demons, you know, I have a whole...
Okay, so what Brent is saying right now is not fabricated, it's not weird, it's really happening at Bohemian Grove in California. Who gathers for these sacrificial meetings, Brent?
Well,
they're the politicians, they're world leaders, are they not?
Yeah, can I preface something?
Some
of my friends live in Scotts Valley in Northern California, and it's by Redwood Forest, and we ran through there and stuff when I was a kid. Yeah, it was fun, and it's the trail. I never knew that Bohemian Grove was right there where I was running for the Redwood Forest. Oh, so you think that's funny? That's terrifying. Clint Eastwood and President Nixon and Reagan and all these high society people, they do occult orgy stuff and burn people in a cage. Oh, below the Getty Center in Los Angeles, they supposedly have underground cells and stuff. They do all kinds of sacrifices in Hollywood and stuff out here. You find melted candles on the top of the mountain. I think it's Poinsettia Park or something on the top of the hill. They have melted candles. They're doing all kinds of santeria. I live in Long Beach. Tonight's Halloween. There's all kinds of witchcraft. You find
there's
everywhere. They're used for witchcraft.
Yeah, see, folks, this is what's, it's funny that we're talking about this on Halloween, and that's what it represents. But I remember one time, Brent, I had a friend out, he's an investigator out in Anoka County, and I was sharing some of the stuff that I knew at that particular time because there was a girl that ended up in one of our youth groups in Hopkins, Minnesota. And, they had asked her, actually, everybody that was in the youth group on Halloween, they call it Hallelujah Day, but it was interesting that they asked them to draw a picture of what they remember about Halloween the most. Well, what came to the desk of the youth pastor was human sacrifice. Well, we found out that this young girl was a breeder from San Francisco, and she was afraid of the police. She was afraid of the police more than anybody else. And now I want to make this point because I shared that information with an investigator friend of mine who said, Bradley, that's just a little far-fetched. It was about a week and a half later during Halloween that he said he was out in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. He's seen judges and police and city officials with black robes on around a fire acting like everything was just the norm. He said, they didn't want me to see that, Bradley. I said, I bet they didn't. I'm going to take a quick break, Brent. I'll pull you right back up on the other side. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Pastor Brent, I'm going to pull you right back up. 1 minute. We'll be on the other side here, friends. Hold up.
At The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Friends, those 2 hours just flew. Brent, got Pastor Brent in L.A. Got another phone call. I got to pull up real quick. Brent, I'll give you the last 15 seconds. Go for it, my friend.
Okay. You know, this is why we have the Second Amendment, you know, because we need, you know, these people are in government and stuff. It wasn't made to hunt a moose. It was made to protect us from criminals, whether they have badges or uniforms or not. I'm not, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't want them to sacrifice me or my baby or, you know, or something on there. And they don't care. They don't value life because they have a contract to fulfill with devils to get blood to the devils. That's they're on contract, you know, and may God save their soul. But you know what? They have to fulfill their contract to pay the demons for what the demons gave them, basically, you know.
I appreciate it, Brent. Got to take another call. Last segment, or damn them, my friend Brent. You know, God. You know what? God bless their soul. Yep. Or God damn their soul. That's up to them. It's their call, but it also belongs to God. And I prefer that if they're going to go ahead and live accordingly, that the American people stand up and actually set that appointment date a little bit, you know, closer to the present rather than waiting for them to die their natural lives. Folks, we got Larry. We got Larry from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hello. Bradley, how
hey,
are you? This is Larry Nichols.
Hey, Larry. Larry Nichols. Boy, that sounds familiar.
Well, I'm the guy with the Clinton Chronicles. I'm the guy that broke all the stories against the Clintons.
I watched it, Larry. Yep, I've highlighted that several times. What is it that you'd like to share with us?
Well, you know, Bradley, we're at a point now to where I'm begging people to forget Washington. Washington's gone. The only way we have to save this country, Bradley, is through states' rights. And we've got to find one state that's willing to stand up. And when the black robe mob overrules a decision by the people, where they put it on a ballot and voted for it, when the legislature ratifies it, you know, the system is, and it goes to federal court. When it goes to federal court, what happens? Federal judge throws it out, right?
Yep.
All a federal judge has got to do, Bradley, I mean, all a judge has got to do, or a governor's got to do, when that federal judge says, you know, we're subpoenaing you to come to court, just say no. You see, the emperor has no clothes, Bradley. They have no power except that which we accede to them. And we've got to claim it back, or it's going to be too late.
That's exactly right. Larry, I'm on my last segment, so I need to, while I have you on the radio, ask you some serious, straightforward stuff, if you don't mind. I've watched Clinton Chronicles. It was one of the eeriest things I've ever seen. I watched it back in the, I believe it was in the 90s or the early 2000s. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. As a matter of fact, when I watched that video, it was that documentary, that was a wake-up call to actually take notice of corruption that's in power. And when I watched it, Larry, I watched it over and over and over again. I want to ask you, what do you see coming down the line if the American people fail to respond?
Exactly what's coming down the line. One of two things is going to happen. Hillary is going to take over as president. And when she does, she's going to turn us into a communist country. She's going to appoint Bill, the head secretary director of the UN. She's going to be the most powerful couple in the world. Now, short of that, you've got Obama, who's doing everything he can behind the scenes to try to trigger riots. So that, guess
what?
Right.
Yep.
He can trigger FEMA provisional government. And then at that point, he stays governor. He stays president.
Yep.
So that's exactly where we're at. And we've got to move on states' rights. We've got to.
Now, going back to the Clintons really quick, just one more question for you, Larry. When you're talking about what could happen if Hillary takes that position by power, do you see that happening, or do you see that possibility of that being derailed by the people? And I got one more question for you, too. Is Trump really who Trump says he is, or is he a part of the whole circle of power?
Well, Bradley, that's the $64,000 question. I pray he is what he is. Right? I pray he's the real deal. But he's mimicking an awful lot of Ross Perot. Now, having said that, this will be the last election we'll ever have, in case people don't realize that. With the number of illegals coming in that are going to be issued driver's licenses, they're going to be able to vote. Our vote is never going to be relevant again. Never. So either we
and that's
stand
what they
now,
mean.
Either we stand now, we lose.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Bradley, I made something like I did. People were saying, well, you've got to do what you do in Circle of Power to help us. Well, I made a video. It's called Revolution 2.0. Revolution 2.0. And it tells specifically what we must do to stop it, and stop it now. Stop it, and stop it now.
Okay.
And your audience is welcome to go to states' rights, two words put together, states, S-T-A-T-E-S, rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, .video, and look at the trailer. Look at the trailer.
Okay.
See if it doesn't make sense. Now, you could also, I didn't want to make $20 for that materials cost. I want people to be able to see this that don't have a lot of money like me. So for $5, they can rent it for 48 hours. And watch.
Okay.
Make sure it's what they want. If it's what they want, then get it. And then we need to disseminate it to everybody we can. Bradley, you remember in the Clinton Chronicles, remember how people used to get together on weekends and hold parties and show it and talk about it?
Yep.
But that's what this is. That's
okay.
That's what this is. So please watch it. I will get with you at a later date as to helping you. I mean, I want to help this ministry. We've got to keep these ministries on the air. We're all we have left.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Larry, for the sake of time, let's do just that. If you could leave the number with the producer, I'd greatly appreciate it, and we will get back together on the phone. And again, I appreciate your phone call very much, folks. That was Larry Nichols. He was the one that was being interviewed from the inside of the Circle of Power concerning the Clintons and their crimes. He was the one that was being interviewed throughout the duration of the Clinton Chronicles. And if you have not seen it, go online, check out Clinton Chronicles, friends. It will blow your mind, and it will show you, and it will expose the Clintons for who they are and how dangerous they really are to this country. So in saying that, folks, I got just 3 minutes left. I want to make 2 points here. I want you to understand that when we go back to Scripture and that conversation that we were having with Pastor Brent out in Los Angeles, the things that he was saying, folks, it sounds so out there, doesn't it? It sounds so outlandish. That's crazy talk. Folks, that's what they rest upon. The fact that they do the unthinkable because they want you to believe that they would never do what you think they couldn't or wouldn't do. As a matter of fact, we've heard quotes from people in the inside of these pedophile rings concerning Boys Town out of Nebraska back in the 1980s, the late 80s, concerning the pedophile circles in Washington, D.C., one individual said the people would never believe that we'd be guilty of crimes like this. You need to understand that they are doing the unthinkable. I also want to make a point that Scripture tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, wherefore take up the whole armor of God. But before you put on the armor of God, listen to this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And we don't take counsel from our fears, friends. And as I always say, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God, but he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. We can do this. In the church, America, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me perfectly. Outside of the Father of this country, of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can rest assured you do what you want to do. You go ahead and get in the group of people that you want to go to. You want to play politics. You want to play all these other games and try to fix the problems without the power of Christ. Hey, folks, that's a wooden blunt sword. It will never work. If you want to understand what David meant when he said, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. Well, you'll find that power only in repentance towards the God that America you have offended and you've allowed others to offend on a daily basis. When you should stand up, you sit down. It's time to stand up and ask the Lord for forgiveness for your crimes against his moral law. And then and only then will you find the Christ, and not until then. There is no other way. The way these monkeys, these elitists, these New World Order jokers, these little minions, these useful idiots say that there's no other way outside of the New World Order, I want you to understand something. First and foremost, that is the voice of the enemy. Hey, that is the voice of the enemy. There is no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Thank you for the calls. Talk to you in...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call